What is the 100 deadliest days?
The time span between about Memorial Day and Labor Day through those summer months is, the time frame when we've got a higher amount of tourism traffic through the area, a lot of people recreating and traveling to destinations for recreation or camping or whatever. So we have an increase in traffic, and then we also have an increase of fatality crashes. Historically, statistics show that the highest amount of fatalities happen during that time frame, and that's why it's been labeled the 100 deadliest days of summer.
When did the department start this program, prevention program?
Bonneville County Sheriff's Office and several other law enforcement agencies, they participate with the Office of Highway Safety. The Office of Highway Safety through the Idaho Transportation Department has grant funds available for specific projects. Sometimes it's aggressive driving, sometimes it's seatbelt use. And this particular one that we're involved in through Labor Day is an impaired driving mobilization. So they give extra money to agencies that want to participate to put extra officers on the road to go and look specifically for impaired driving type of violations and try to get impaired drivers off the road before they're involved in a crash.
I was reading some statistics about the 100 deadliest days. I think it's more than 50% of the fatal crashes that happen during this time is from impaired driving. So
yeah,
That's been a problem for many years.
Yeah, there's a great number of our fatalities and our serious injury crashes that are tied to impaired driving. And it could be, from buzzed driving to the extremely impaired person. A great number of those crashes are tied to that. And not just the fatalities, some of our very serious injury crashes are tied to those types of things. And it's not always just alcohol use. It's tied to use of illegal drugs or abuse of prescription drugs as well.
So what can our listeners do to prevent these fatalities?
Avoiding getting behind the wheel or driving a vehicle of any kind, motorcycles, boats, cars, trucks, whatever. Avoiding doing that if you have been using any kind of alcohol or illegal drugs, or if you're using prescriptions that have warnings on there that advise you not to drive while you're using those prescriptions. You can be impaired even while using prescriptions properly, and most of those have recommendations on them to not drive. And if you feel like that is affecting your abilities, you shouldn't chance it. So you can avoid being involved in a crash or a fatality, by just avoiding the use of those substances. That's not to say you might not be involved in a crash, because crashes happen, but the risk of being involved in a crash or getting arrested or being, killed or severely injured or doing that to someone else, it greatly reduces if you just avoid getting behind the wheel altogether under the influence of those substances.
I know there's the crime prevention hotline that people can call if they see impaired drivers. Is that right?
There's always Star ISP works. You can always call 911, if you see an impaired driver or someone that can't control their vehicle and is putting other people at risk or in danger, you can call the numbers to your local law enforcement agency and report it that way and give good witness information. So we get calls like that all the time here in Bonneville County and I know in other areas of our state as well. So that kind of information really helps us get as best description of what's going on as you can. Don't compromise your own safety. Just be a good witness and help law enforcement get there and prevent something worse from happening.
And has that been helpful in the past?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the calls we get, people will be on the phone with dispatch and they're guiding us to the area where someone's, driving a car and running people off the road or can't control or can't, stay on the road themselves. That absolutely helps us get there and get people stopped all the time and probably prevents a death or a crash or some tragic event. That's huge. Anytime you can get someone off the road and take that risk out of the way is a good outcome in that respect. We have those kinds of calls come in all the time, and we have law enforcement spread out taking other calls. We're spread pretty thin during this time of year when we have these extra patrol officers on through this mobilization. It helps have extra ability to get to those areas where people call in impaired drivers and get there quicker and hopefully take care of the problem before it becomes a huge problem.
And again, just compared to other times of the year, the 100 deadliest days has an increase of fatalities. Do you know how much of a percent an increase?
It fluctuates. I believe we're up just a little bit statewide compared to last year, but this time of year is the year when we get the most fatalities. So, as you know, as compared to the other 8-9 months of the year, it's mostly because of we've got an increase of tourism traffic and recreation and things, people traveling through the area. You know, school is out. We have more drivers on the road that way, and you know, your summer vacation traffic and things like that. So, you know, there's a few more cars on the road, plus the weather's nice and people are out and about. When the weather's nice and the roads are clear, people get comfortable because the road conditions are usually dry, but they pay less attention, or they think they're a lot safer getting home after they've had a couple of drinks or something like that, and they take that chance and do it. For some reason, that's the period of time during the year when the most fatalities occur.
And also, I know seatbelts is a very important thing, part of this 100 deadliest days.
Yeah, absolutely. We always stress, you know, 100% of the time to wear your seatbelts and utilize those safety systems in the car, especially the newer vehicle that you're in. Those safety systems have come a long way in saving people from more severe injuries or being ejected and being killed. We still get crashes with injuries and things, but I can tell you in my experience over the years as a sheriff's office deputy, I've seen more people walk away with scratches from crashes that 10, 15 years ago that they were being taken away in an ambulance.
Oh, wow.
So use of seatbelts in those systems is absolutely your best chance to have the least amount of injury or issues like that for you and your passengers if you're involved in a crash. So take advantage of those. Always slow down, go the speed limit, watch for other traffic, pay attention to your driving, and avoid distractions. That's your best chance to avoid being caught up in a crash.
And the numbers for fatal crashes this year, what are they so far?
There's been 82 across the state through the months of May, June, and July. So total in Idaho as of August 1st or end of July is 119.
Oh.
So this time last year there was 135, 138 the year before.
Wow.
But, you know, and like I say, that it fluctuates. There was a huge jump during that 100 deadly days last year. So a little bit less of a jump this year, but still, you know, 82 total crashes in 3 months is way too much.
Mm-hmm. That's good that we're seeing a decrease just from, like you said, more law enforcement's out there and just people being more aware.
Yeah, these kinds of programs where we can put extra people on the street to try and, you know, grab these impaired drivers and get them off the road before it turns into a fatality or crash. Having the ability to do that is huge, because our agencies, like other agencies, our call load keeps us pretty busy. We're spread pretty thin, but we get to all of our calls and take care of things as best as we can with the resources that we have. But anytime we can do something to put extra cars on the street and take care of this other type of issue, it saves everybody time, saves everybody money, it saves everybody on insurance costs and you know, delays in traffic. It just saves all the way around.
It's like prevention is always better than treatment, like later.
Absolutely. The more we can get the message out to just avoid any kind of impaired driving, avoid taking that chance, even if you feel like you're okay to drive, then those numbers will go down. And we've seen that. We hope that it continues to go down. It kind of fluctuates depending on the year. And so we just hope that educating people and helping people be a little bit smarter or plan a little bit more in whatever they're doing, you know, would avoid that kind of tragedy.